This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
At this time, I'd like to call the South Dakota Department of Transportation Commission to order. And Secretary, would you please do the roll call?
Lynn Jensen?
Here.
Jeff Karam will not be joining. Larry Nelson?
Here.
Don Roby?
Here.
Ron Rosenboom?
Here.
Mike Valley?
Here.
Kathy Zander? Bruce Cull?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. All right, at this time, if we would do any consideration of conflicts of interest, any commissioners have any conflicts of interest they'd like to declare? Okay, hearing none, if something does come up later, you can bring that to our attention at that time. At this time, I would like to turn this over to Mike Beam, Division of Planning and Engineering.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and thanks again for being on the call here this morning. We have one item for consideration, which will be the consideration of bid awards. Mr. Weisgrim will address the Commission. I would like to also thank the Commission again for their continued efforts in taking time out of their busy schedules for these conference calls in between our regularly scheduled meetings. During this time, our contractors have, again, discussed and reiterated their appreciation for the timeliness of the execution of these contracts, especially when there's some challenges right now with supply and supply chain issues. So these meetings are vitally important for us to keep the projects moving, to get the contracts underway, and allow the contractors to bid at the next level. So with that, Mr. Weisgrim.
Thanks, Mike. Sam Weisgrim with the Office of Project Development here to present the results for the March 2nd bid opening. The March 2nd bid opening consisted of 7 contracts. 21 bids were received. Low bids totaled $4,231,563, which is $1,004,452, or 19.2% below the engineer's estimate of $5,236,015. We have completed our review of the bids, and we have 2 recommendations for you this morning. The first recommendation is for projects 1, 2, 3, and 4. All projects 1 through 4 were all more than 10% below the engineer's estimate. They're based on our review of the bids for these 4 projects. We are recommending approval of the award of the low bids for each of these 4 contracts.
Roby, okay. Roby's first motion is, we have a second.
Jensen seconds.
Jensen seconds. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on 1, 2, 3, and 4? Hearing none, Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Jensen?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Cull?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
The next recommendation we have for you is for Project 5, 6, and 7. Highway Improvement Incorporated was the Aztec low bidder on each of these projects. Their bid for Project 5 was $134,493, which is $31,764, or 30.9% above the engineer's estimate of $102,728. Their bid for Project Number 6 was $56,376, which is $8,895, or 18.7% above the engineer's estimate of $47,481. Their bid for Project Number 7 was $113,297, which was $11,770, or 11.6% above the engineer's estimate of $101,527. All 3 of these projects consisted of asphalt concrete tracks leading to multiple routes. Although the low bid for each of these contracts was higher than what we had estimated, we did not identify any major concerns with the bid pricing received. In addition, competitive bids were acknowledged for each of the 3 contracts. As a result, we're recommending approval of the award of these contracts to the low bidder for contracts 5, 6, and 7.
Valley, so move approval.
All right, do we have a second?
Rosenboom will second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve 5, 6, and 7. Any discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Jensen?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Cull?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, that is it. Do we have any public input?
Mr. Chairman?
Anybody on the line want to? Yes.
This is Carla Engel with the DOT Legal Office, and I was asked to inquire about the status of any condemnation action involving our CP&E Railroad and the Kinsella landowners in Fort Pierre. And on March 2nd, I reached out to counsel for RCP&E Railroad to inquire about the status of that legal action. And I was informed that RCP&E is in active negotiations with the Kinsellas regarding the value of their property. I did ask to be notified if a condemnation petition was filed and receive a copy of any summons and petition. And RCP&E's counsel agreed to do that. I have not received a copy of any filing as of today's date.
Okay, thank you, Carla, for that update. Any commissioners have any questions? Okay, hearing none, that's it on the agenda, is it not, Carla?
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I will call the South Dakota Transportation Committee adjourned. Thank you all.